WBEN-FM Philadelphia.
95.7 Ben FM presents Ben Around Philly. Fun conversation highlighting events, experiences, and trends happening in Philadelphia. 95.7 Ben FM. This episode of Ben Around Philly is sponsored by the Fillmore Philadelphia, online at thefillmorephilly.com.
Good morning. Thanks a lot for listening to Ben Around Philly. I am Kristen Herman. I'm middays on Ben FM. This is our show about stuff going on in and around the city of Philadelphia. And with me today, I've got Ken Denick. He is the publisher of Philly Man and Jersey Man magazine. They are having a party. It's their second annual Unmasking the Legacy event. It's a masquerade ball, and it's for a great cause. It's held at Ballroom at the Bend coming up this Wednesday, November 2nd. And Ken Denick, thank you so much for coming in to tell us all about it.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Ken, this is only the second annual event for Unmasking the Legacy. What made you decide to throw it last year?
Well, you know, we are community-minded, and we wanted to recognize 10 leaders in our community, to recognize them for their business success and for their philanthropy. Mm-hmm. So we did it last year. We launched it. It was a huge success. We had it at Union Trust. We sold it out. We actually turned down 100 people the day of the event last year. So it was a very popular event.
Yeah.
It's a very fun night. It's a masquerade theme. We call it Unmasking the Legacy. So there'll be masks available that you can buy for a charitable donation, or you can bring your own. There's a great giveaway prize for the best mask, and we're giving away diamonds and trips and a lot of celebrities there. So we're really looking forward to this year's event.
I'm looking forward to it too. I've never been to a masquerade ball. So what is the dress code aside from the masks?
There really is none. It's just kind of a, you know, business type of a thing. We call it a gala, but it's really doesn't have to be that dressy. You can come in business attire and wear a mask and have some fun and maybe win a prize.
Now, it's 10 honorees.
Correct.
How do you pick your honorees each year?
We have a committee that looks at some nominations that are sent in to us. And again, we want to encompass people that are not only successful business-wise, but give back to the community. So we actually have an internal contest for the people that drum up the most interest in this year's event. We're going to give a first and second prize charitable donation to each of the people and give that donation to their respective charities. So we've got internally, they're pumping it up, and externally, we are at the magazine. We hope to have a big crowd that night.
And so you picked 10 nominees, people who are super successful, but then also are giving back to the community. Who are this year's nominees?
Well, going through these quickly, we have 10 great nominees. Jerry Flanagan, who is the founder of J-Dog Junk Removal, does wonderful work in the community. Jim Hafel of Hafel Flanagan and Company, an accounting firm. Karen Hepp, who's the weekend anchor of Fox 29, is one of our honorees. Christy Honigman, who's a principal in the Honigman Group. Phil Harrigay, who owns Sabre Systems. Susan Learman, who's the dean at Rowan University. Ray Panaccia of NovaCare. Dr. Nina Radcliffe of Atlantic Care. Mike Regina, who's the owner of Big Sky Enterprises and Construction. And my dear friend Lisa Silveri, who's a luxury property owner here locally in Philadelphia, are our 10 nominees.
And so each of these 10 people have an organization that they'd like the funds to go to. And so they're trying to get as many tickets sold in their
name
as they can. Will you announce which charities that
night? We do. That night, we're going to announce the first and second place winner. So it should be an exciting night. But all that information is on the website. And if you want to contact my daughter, Ashley Dunick, who's actually running the event. Her email is adunek@jerseymanmagazine.com. She can fill you in. We're a community-minded organization that really wants to give back to the community, so that's why we started this contest. So we're going to be giving away at least $3,500 to two charities, and that makes us happy as well.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of people happy. So with all these tickets being sold, do you expect to sell out?
I would encourage people to get tickets because we've already pre-sold about 400, and we expect maybe up to 1,000 to be there, which will max us out. So time is limited. We only have a few days left to purchase tickets, and we did sell it out last year, so I would encourage people to get their tickets early online.
So yeah, we're a little late to the game. It's coming up this Wednesday. What is the time of the event?
Well, there's a VIP hour that starts at 5 for selected guests, and the regular event starts at 6 p.m. It'll go to about 10. It's a ballroom at the Bend. There's a full open bar for those who want to partake and imbibe. There's a full open bar for 4 hours. We have great food this year. A lot of celebrities are going to attend. Again, we have a diamond giveaway. We have a vacation giveaway. There's a prize for the best mask. I mean, there's a whole lot of fun stuff going on. So if you want to take part in a really fun event coming up on Wednesday the 2nd, we hope to see you there.
Absolutely. I love ballroom at the Bend, too.
You feel like magnificent.
You are at
it
a
really
ball.
Is. It really is spectacular. And, you know, we felt bad because our first time, we weren't sure how many people were going to attend. But when we sold it out, we realized that we were hitting on a theme that people wanted to go to. So we got a bigger venue this year, and it costs us a little bit more money, but we're hoping for a bigger turnout.
Yeah, and for $150 to be, one, supporting a charity that you care about, two, open bar for 4 hours, food, dancing, live entertainment. Will people be speaking? Will any of your honorees be speaking at the
event? Yeah, Mike Jarek of TV29 is going to host the event.
Nice.
And he'll be introducing the 10 Man and Woman of the Year honorees. I'll do a little speech up there thanking many of our sponsors. And for those who have not been to Ballroom at the Bend, Finley Catering does a great job with the food. I mean, it's going to be a spectacular night.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it's right in Center City, so how do you suggest people get there and park?
Well, there's actually a parking that comes with the ticket, which is really nice. So once you get your ticket, there will be parking instructions. We have a lot reserved just for us, and people love that because, of course, parking in Center City can be expensive. And now, along with the $150, not only do you get open bar for 4 hours and a lot of food and a chance to win some prizes, support a charity, but you get parking included as well.
And it just shows that you guys have thought of everything, down to the last detail, including parking. So the event is coming up. It's the Unmasking the Legacy event with Jersey Man and Philly Man Magazine, second annual, on Wednesday, November 2nd. It's this Wednesday. And what time does the VIP reception begin?
Starts at 5 and the doors open at 6.
And last question, if you have someone you want to nominate for next year, or maybe even yourself, how do you do that?
That's a great question. We are looking for nominees for 2017. Email me, Ken, at JerseyManMagazine.com. And again, we're looking for a combination of business success and giving back to the community. So if you know anybody that fills that bill, we'd love to hear from you.
So there you have it. It's the Jersey Man and Philly Man Magazine's second annual Unmasking the Legacy event going on this Wednesday, November 2nd. Buy your tickets and check out all of the info at PhillyManMagazine.com. And I will have that email address so you can nominate people for next year. And we'll have all of the information up at 957BenFM.com as well. Thank you so much, Ken Denick, publisher of Philly Man and Jersey Man Magazine, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
957 Ben FM. Ben around Philly.
Hi, and welcome to Ben Around Philly. It's Marilyn Russell, and I think you're going to remember my guest, Matthew Schuler, a Bucks County kid. I talked about him incessantly when he was on The Voice. A great contestant, gave it all he had. Where did you place, Matthew? Were you third place?
I actually made sixth place. It was top six. It was an amazing experience, Marilyn. Like, yo, I've been so blessed, you know?
You've connected with a lot of people, haven't you?
Seriously. Actually, what? I opened up for Diana Ross.
What?
I've been to South Africa. We just got back from Germany. August, we're doing a show for an army base out there. So I've been all over the place. It's because The Voice kind of gave me my start. You know, it's just been amazing.
Matthew is not just sitting around since the experience on The Voice. Actually, he's writing a lot of music, as you can hear, opening for superstars everywhere, traveling the country. But there's sort of a new project going on.
Yep.
And I'm so happy that you let me know about this. You're a local kid. We always want to be supportive. And now you're trying your hand at acting. This is a film about an event that impacted our nation.
Yeah.
You can get a sneak peek at imdb.com. The film is called I'm Not Ashamed. And it's the story behind Columbine, the shooting and the school shooting. And Matthew Schuler's in the movie.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
What is your role? What is your character?
It's crazy. I actually I play one of the jocks who's kind of doing a little bit of the bullying at first.
You're a bad guy.
I'm kind of a bad guy in the beginning. Yeah.
Okay.
But I have a change of heart. You know, the movie surrounds the life of one of the first woman who was killed. Her name is Rachel Sky. She was 17, and she was shot outside the school.
Student.
It's like, yes, student. Yeah. And it's basically like she's like her story hasn't really been told. Like we hear about, you know, all the things that went on within the school, but she was shot outside of the school. And this movie is kind of like focusing on her life and you know, just how she loved people, you know, through.
So you're telling me when the shooters were on their way to school, on the way to Columbine, they shot this kid before they even got in the school?
Yeah, it was this plan that they'd been forming over the past few months. Like the whole story is insane. I mean, it's an honor to be a part of a project like this because it's a tragedy that has touched so many lives, you know. It was the first time, you know, where it was just like in a place where we thought it was. Like, combine, like high school in Colorado, like no one really expected something like this to happen.
Yeah, you suburban know, in the middle school.
Suburban, yes.
You know, but who knows?
Yeah, so it shocked the whole world, you know, so.
That's when I think we all learned that lesson, that anything can happen
anything
anywhere.
Anything can happen anywhere, yeah.
Of course, there have been other films about it made.
Yeah, I haven't seen the other films that have been made about it, but I know, I mean, this one, it's really a personal look into, you know, this girl, Rachel Scott's life, one of the first people shot. So she's just how she lived her life, you know. It one of the things that she stood for was her faith. Like, she was a Christian, and basically when she was shot, like, they asked her about her faith. She said, you know, do you still believe in God? And basically it's just showing, you know, how, you know, she struggled, you know, as a Christian, you know, in school, what, you know, drugs, alcohol, like any kid would, you know, in high school, you know, it's tough being in high school, period, you know. So it's kind of just delving into her and her humanity, you know, and how she lived her life to love others. You know, Rachel's Challenge, you know, that's something that goes around, you know, high schools all over the world. And it's
hence
just
the name, I'm Not Ashamed.
Yeah. And basically, you know, it's just about, you know, how love can, you know, even though horrible tragedies happen, you know, how love, you know, it can conquer all of that hate.
And a lot of those families, I'm sure, appreciate Rachel telling, or the filmmakers telling this side of the story. I'm Not Ashamed, folks. Take a look at IMDb, and it'll be in theaters this weekend. Now, Matthew Schuller, I'm wondering, was your character so big you made the promo?
Yeah, actually, I'm on the trailer and all that stuff.
So. Whoa.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's the first movie that I've been able to act in. We filmed it in Nashville, actually, and we, you know, it's crazy how they literally transform places. Like, if you look at pictures, you know, of Combine High School, like, like the movie, it looks just like it.
Wow.
It's amazing. And the cast is amazing. Like, everyone, they brought their A game. You know, and I feel like you really, like, it's a real movie. We had a little screening this past Saturday, and it's a tearjerker, to be honest. Like, it got me.
But that's the whole point, you know, that story. If it doesn't get you, you better check your pulse. You might be dead. I'm Not Ashamed is in theaters, starring from Bucks County, our very own Matthew Schuller, who we just love around here. You know him from The Voice, singing, acting. How are your dance steps, man? You're like a triple threat.
You know, I'm working on them.
Yeah.
I'm working on my dancing. I would love to dance. Dancing is fun.
Let's talk about the music. You're in Nashville making the movie. You had to have some great musical experiences in Nashville, right?
Well, actually, I did a festival in Clarksville, which is right outside of Nashville, a few weeks like after I'd filmed the movie, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, I mean, we've been in talks with a bunch of people. Like, even we got some friends down at Big Machine too, or Taylor Swift's label and all that. So we've just been, it's a really cool, like,
now you have the acting bug.
Yeah.
So are you going to try to pursue both?
I would love to.
Why not?
I mean, literally, I want to be a Renaissance man, Marilyn. I want to be able to be in all forms of art, just an overall artist.
When you get satisfaction from all of it,
yeah,
in different ways, I'm sure.
Because it's about the people, you know. Like, you're able to reach people through art. I think art is the most powerful thing, most powerful weapon that we have. You know, for change, and you know, we can use it to help people and to be a blessing just in their everyday lives. Like, you put on your favorite song, you put on your favorite movie. You know, it helps.
Yeah. Things are kind of maddening right now, too. I've been unfriending people on Twitter and Facebook.
It's weird because, like, people on Facebook, they just feel like they just need to put out all of their business and all of their opinions not everyone really shares, you know? Like, it's like a place for you to just say whatever you want. I don't think that was what Zuckerberg meant, you know? It's like when he said, like, what's on your mind?
No, it's supposed to just be like, where are you hanging tonight? Can we hook up? Having a beer. Super cash, super loose. Matthew Schuller sharing just the right amount of stuff on social media and here with us today on Ben Around Philly. And his heart is in everything that you do. I mean, I know your passion. It's quite palpable. And we wish you nothing but success. I'll tell you what, I'm glad I got you to sign that autograph. Autograph, you signed a Ben FM t-shirt for me years ago. I was like, I'm hanging on to that,
yes,
baby. Could be worth something. I'm banking on you, kid.
Yeah, we're working on it. We're working.
Well, catch me up on the music stuff.
Yeah, with the music, we released Invincible, last July, and we're kind of going in a different direction with an EP that we're working on right now. It's more like alternative pop stuff, you know, kind of like what I did on The Voice, like Cough Syrup, you know, Cosmic Love and stuff like that. So there's some power ballads on there, and there's some cool, you know, party anthems. It's really cool. I'm excited about it. So there's stuff coming soon. We're looking to release something in the top of 2017. We'll definitely be in contact when all that happens.
Just come back.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And in the interim, we'll see I'm Not Ashamed in theaters now. The release date was October 21st. Matthew plays a bad guy, but comes around in the end, is what we're hearing here.
Yes.
Do you have any gigs? Any music gigs in the neighborhood?
Yeah, not in the area right now. We're still in the studio, so we're like cultivating.
Well, I'm glad you remembered Ben FM supporting you from the very beginning, day one.
Oh, never. From the beginning.
Are you watching this season of The Voice? How much do you love my...
I haven't gotten a chance to see it. No.
My God,
but
no.
I know, but I've seen like little clips, but I like their chemistry. I saw their, when they sang Dream On. Yo, they killed that.
How about Alicia Keys?
She's sick.
She's the mother of all singers. Like,
right? Yo, she's a beast.
She has this wonderful organic quality about her.
Yeah. I've always loved Alicia. I've always been a huge fan.
And I love Miley.
I love her too.
And Christina was your coach. Did you get to stay in touch with her?
It was cool. Like, we were close on the show, but it's like once the show is over, it's really like you got to hit the road running.
Right.
You know? And it's kind of, the rest is
on
you.
It looks good on your resume.
Yeah. Definitely.
Dude. And I just adore you, and I want you to rock this career, my man.
I appreciate it.
So 100% we're with you, Matthew Schuller. Great to see you, love.
Great to see you.
This episode of Ben Around Philly is sponsored by the Fillmore Philadelphia, online at thefillmorephilly.com.
Good morning. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Ben Around Philly. It's our show about all things going on in the city of Philadelphia. And this one's really cool. So Philadelphia, New Jersey people, listen up. Lots of counties involved here, and we'll go through the list. But with me today, I've got Peter Breslow. He is from Adelphia Restaurant and Events. And basically, Adelphia Restaurant and Events, they have a huge banquet hall. They throw these beautiful weddings. The premier wedding destination in southern New Jersey, and they are giving away a wedding. So Peter's here to tell us all about it. Welcome, Peter.
Thanks for having me, Kristen.
Thanks for doing this contest and for coming in to tell us all about it. So we've got a couple of days to enter, right?
You do. You've got 2 days left.
Okay.
We're really excited. We've got a lot of submissions, but we're looking for the right couple.
Adelphia is giving away this wedding. It's up to 125 guests. How did you come up with this idea? Why are you being so generous? Weddings are expensive.
So we were reflecting on the fact that the restaurant and events center is 29 years old this month. And we started to look through images of the 29 years, and we found so many happy couples in our archives that one of the team members blurted out, why don't we give away a wedding? We create unbelievable weddings here, unbelievable memories and milestones.
Yeah.
And it's just something that feels good that we all immediately got really excited about as soon as we started discussing, except maybe the boss who said, what's that going to cost me?
Wait a minute.
And then we realized, you know what? The goodwill is so worth what it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
And as soon as we put it out there, all of our vendors that we started working with started jumping in and saying, we want to be a part of that.
That is awesome. Yeah, and right around this time, you do kind of start to feel the goodwill, but you also start to feel the crunch as far as finances go and the holidays coming up. And it really stinks when you are in love with someone and you want to get married, but the one thing stopping you is something that's monetary. It's sad.
Totally sad. I mean, I remember 21 years ago when I was planning my wedding, and just every day getting closer to the wedding, we were dealing with the cost of things and surprises. Like, you know, it had rained for a while, so we had to put a floor down in my backyard where I got married.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, we really can relate to how hard it is, you know, to raise the capital to throw a dream wedding.
Right.
So many people do it on a shoestring. You know, I got married at City Hall before we threw the big wedding. And we're really excited to be doing something nice for a couple in need. And that's really the way we framed it. So the way it works is you go on AdelphiaRestaurant.com, click on the We're Giving Away a Wedding tab, and give us 100 words or less to sort of explain why the couple you're recommending or yourself deserves a wedding.
Okay, so other people can nominate a couple even.
Absolutely. And then we're going to pick the four amongst the management at Adelphia. We're going to pick the four that we feel have the best stories. And then we're going to run for about a month from November 15th till December 15th. We're going to run a social media contest, and we're going to ask people to vote on which couple we should give the wedding to. So this way it sort of takes the burden off of us of picking who really deserves it. And, you know, we've heard the cliche recently, like, let's let the internet decide. And so we decided, let's use that. Let's let the internet decide which Delaware Valley couple is going to win the wedding of a lifetime for no cost.
And it makes it that much bigger, too. And it is. It's a big wedding. 125 guests. I mean, it sounds amazing. What is involved with the wedding? Is it food, open bar?
So, yeah, the couple will go through the same process a couple that's paying for a wedding goes through. You'll go to a menu tasting. You'll pick your menu. You might want filet mignon. You might want chicken. You might want fish. You might want a variety of stuff. So they'll be able to customize the choices to their personalities and their style.
I was wondering about that because, yeah, you're given this wedding, but I didn't know if you'd still be able to have, your own personality and be able to pick those things like the colors and the flowers and stuff.
Absolutely. In fact, thankfully, a great florist in the neighborhood has stepped up. They're called Sunshine Flowers, and they've said, we want to donate the flowers.
That's amazing.
Men's Warehouse stepped up and said, we want to take care of the groom's attire.
Oh, so it's everything.
David's Bridal stepped up and said, we want to take care of the bride, her wedding dress, her shoes.
All of those little costs, they really add up.
Totally. Susanna Morton turned up and said, I want to do the hair and makeup. And then Hallmark Photography and Video stepped up and said, we want to be involved. So we're not sure yet. We have to still work out the details if it's going to be just photographs or photographs and a video. We're going to really push them and hopefully get a video out of it.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's really amazing the support that we've gotten as a result of putting this out there. All of that's included, including beer and wine, and we're even going to produce a cake that represents the bride and groom's personal style. So there's a cake that's really hot right now. It's all over the bridal magazines. Huh. It's called a geode cake. It looks like a crystal rock formation. When I asked our pastry team if they could produce one, they sent me a picture of it the next day.
What?
So we can do anything.
Anything you want. This is a dream wedding.
It really is. We're so excited.
And you're giving it away, which is the best.
You know, you do something good, it's going to come back to you. And that's sort of the mantra coming into this.
If you are just joining us, I am speaking with Peter Breslow from Adelphia Restaurant and Events. They're located at 1750 Clements Bridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey, which is pretty close to Cherry Hill, very close to Philly. And they are giving away a wedding. So they're giving it away. The contest started on September 15th. It goes through October 31st, Halloween. So we've only got a couple more days. Today's October 29th. So a few days left to enter. And how again do they enter?
They go to AdelphiaRestaurant.com. Click on the We're Giving Away a Wedding page. Fill out the information with your name, the couple's name, and 100 words or less to tell the story of why they deserve the wedding of a lifetime.
Okay.
And then we'll review all the submissions we've had over. We've had a bunch so far. I'm sure we're going to get more from you guys. And then we'll whittle the list down to 4 and let the internet decide who wins.
And 100 words or less. It wouldn't take you that long to write this thing. You've got time in these 2 days, and you can nominate yourself or someone else, right?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, this is neat. Now, I knew it was a wedding. I assumed food, maybe drinks involved, but I didn't know that it was the dress and the tux and everything.
We're going to help this couple have memories of a lifetime as a result of this prize.
Now, the contest has been going on for a couple of weeks now, so I assume you've got a bunch of entries so far. Do you want to talk about anything you're looking for with these entries or any of the entries you've received that you've personally thought were pretty great? Have you read any yet?
I've read a lot. It's been overwhelming. We've gotten about 1,000 so far. And by the way, if you enter at 11:50 on October 31st, it's not going to be any less of a chance of you winning this than if you entered on the first day of the contest.
Okay, you're not holding on to the winner already.
No. Some of the ones that are very heartfelt, and I'm not the judge, the whole team is going to sort of whittle it down to the 4 stories that we think are the most endearing, the ones that, we really feel for that couple and we want to help them, involve military families, a lot with financial distress, people that have had bad luck, this happened or that happened in their
health
life.
Health conditions. Stuff like that. Yeah.
Lots of health conditions, lots of fighters that have beaten cancer. And I'm really glad I'm not making the decision because, there's so many unbelievable stories. We really wish we could help more than one couple, but this is the first time we're doing it. So it's a start.
I like the words first time. It sounds like it could happen again. Maybe. We'll talk to that boss of yours.
I so hope it does.
Oh, very, very cool. Well, thank you so much, Peter Breslow from Adelphia Restaurant and Events, South Jersey's premier wedding destination, providing a gorgeous wedding to someone up to 125 guests. Are there any other rules that someone should know?
Well, you've got to live in the counties surrounding Philadelphia. So, all the counties that are within a half an hour drive.
I can go through it. I think I see it here. Here we go. Yeah. Cape May, Cumberland, Salem, Atlantic, Gloucester, Camden, Burlington, Mercer, Middlesex, Philadelphia, Montgomery, Bucks, Delaware, and Chester County. So this is a pretty widespread.
Absolutely. There's literally probably 1 million people or more out there planning their wedding in this region, or maybe not a million, maybe 100,000. And, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you never take. Famous Wayne Gretzky quote. If I was planning my wedding, I would apply.
Yeah, why not? And why not if you know anyone that just is in love and has been waiting or for whatever reason? All right, well, check out the website. It is adelphiarestaurant.com/wedding giveaway. You've only got a couple of days, write up to 100 words, nominate a couple by posting and describing why those two lovebirds deserve to have South Jersey's premier wedding destination provide them with a gorgeous wedding. Again, adelphiarestaurant.com/wedding giveaway. Thank you so much, Peter, for coming in.
Thank you.
This episode of Ben Around Philly is sponsored by the Fillmore Philadelphia, online at thefillmorephilly.com.
Good morning. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Ben Around Philly, our show about all things Philly. I am Kristen, middays on Ben FM. And with me today, I've got Bill Arrowwood. He is the assistant director of South Street Head House District. They do so many fun things on South Street, and this gentleman is in charge of many of them. Welcome, Bill.
Thanks so much for having us. It's really great to be in studio today. And it is an exciting time on South Street, and we really do try to make sure there's always something exciting going on.
Every single time. Any holiday, anything that I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll see what's going on South Street. And there is. There's something.
South Street is sort of, you know, the big come together for the whole city. We're in the center of the neighborhoods. We're the longest strip of independent shops in the whole city. And we really try to have a place where all the neighbors can come out and gather and have a good time. The Pumpkin Fest is one of those great ones that we do.
Yes, going on today. Pumpkin Fest.
Pumpkin Fest from starting at noon going till 5. We have a flurry of events going on. Just lots of great stuff for the family to come out and do. Let's just jump right into it. One of the highlights is we have the Philadelphia School of Circus Arts comes out and does performances with aerialists and jugglers, and Mystique the Magician will be there doing magic. We've got music from our friends from Bridge Set Sound with Ivory Fatonia, and the very popular in Queen Village, I'm not sure if the whole city knows him as well as we do down in South Philly, but Mr. John Music does just an amazing show for kids and adults. It's a lot of fun. So entertainment wise all day long, we've got music and circus acts and magicians and great things going on just to come out and fill the atmosphere with music and excitement. We've got our friends at the Philly Arts Center are going to be on hand making crafts with kids, doing painting pumpkins.
Is that BYOP?
No, we are providing the pumpkins.
What?
Yes, as many pumpkins as I could load in the back of my pickup truck. We have overflowing the shambles at Second and Pine with pumpkins. So no need to bring your own pumpkin. We will provide them for you. We'll provide the paint and the crafts. Just come down and have a great time, you know, decorating your pumpkins with your kids. I mean, you take them home at the end of the day. Please take them home at the end of the day. Otherwise, they're all going in the back of my truck. Our friends from 76 Carriage will be offering free horse and carriage rides around the historic district. You'll be able to load up in this beautiful carriage and ride around Old City Philadelphia for free in a carriage ride, sort of enjoy the historic nature of our neighborhood. One of the things I love about South Street is that it sort of bridges the gap between a lot of different parts of Philadelphia. On one side of us is this very, you know, Tony and very beautiful Society Hill. And then we have hip and up-and-coming Queen Village and Washington West and Bella Vista all around us. And we love bringing neighbors in from one side to get to see the other side.
Yeah.
And it's so often I find in Philadelphia, folks who have been in South Philly never go to North Philly. People on the
it's
west
like another country.
You go to the other side of Broad and they never come down. But South Street is the one part of town where everybody's like, oh, yeah, I've been down to South Street. It's great down there. We all have a South Street story.
And not only that, people that don't live in the city at all, everybody visits South Street.
Everybody comes to South Street.
I used to do it as a teenager. We went like on the weekends.
Absolutely. You drive 2 hours, just come down and see what was happening on South Street. And that's one of the great things about events like this that we do. We want to make sure that people have great positive experiences on South Street and know that it's a great place, not just for shopping and not just for dining, but it's also a great place to come and bring your family on for the day.
I was going to say, not just for teenagers and adults, not just for the bars, which are great bars.
No,
there.
We have a tremendous nightlife, but we are really a true daytime, nighttime economy. We have some of the best brunch locations in the whole city, all in one location. And this is a sidebar, but a lot of folks don't realize that South Street has sort of become the hub for vintage and thrift shopping. We have 7 vintage and thrift shops in the area. So it's the kind of thing that
AIDS Thrift is my favorite in the city.
Philly AIDS Thrift just celebrated their 11th anniversary at the beginning of the month. And it's just an amazing store.
And they have block parties on South Street, yeah.
Yeah, their block party was hilarious. It was amazing. Speaking of Philly AIDS Thrift and people go to thrift stores are always real popular for Halloween costume shopping. And we are, for the first time, having a Halloween costume contest at the Shambles at 3 o'clock. It's for all ages. We'll have categories for kids and adults, most creative, scariest. We have a category for the best family, and we even have a category for your best dressed pet.
Oh, so bring your dog.
So bring your dog, bring your cat, bring your painted turtle. we'll have prizes from all the area South Street businesses, and it's a really great time. It's a couple of days before Halloween, so the kids get to dress up and come out and show off their costumes. And then once the costume contest is done, over 40 area South Street businesses are having candy, so the kids can go out on Saturday early and just go down to the stores and trick-or-treat through all the stores. And we'll have maps and everything like that, and even prizes. If you make it to all 40 stores, we'll have prizes at the Shambles if you make it all 40.
That is the best. So you make it all 40, which means you have lots of candy already, then a prize on top of that.
Yeah. By the way, you'll have a giant bag of candy, and if you make it all 40, the first 15 kids get a prize back at the Shambles, so it's fun.
That's the best. And the city's hard because you never really know where people are going to be handing out candy.
Right.
I live in a neighborhood where no one stops by. I am chasing children with candy. Like,
right.
Please,
it's
just
true.
Take
it's,
it.
It's true. I live a little farther down South Philly, and until the kids started to move into my neighborhood, I used to just put the bucket out. And it was sad because I would literally put a bucket in front of my house and I would take it in at the end of the night. It would still be full because no one came by. So we want to make South Street an inviting environment. So we'll have a little map and kids will be able to go walk up and down the streets and get a chance to see some stores that they may or may not have seen before.
Yeah.
And
safe. It's
candy.
Not unnamed strangers' houses.
No,
it's
no.
These businesses.
These are businesses that are opening their doors that are super excited to see the kids in costume. We did it last year and a couple of years ago, and it's been a great success. Our businesses actually, we give them the paraphernalia to decorate with, and they save it all year long, looking forward to seeing the kids come back again. It's awesome.
That is great. Oh my gosh, so there's so much going on already. And then once the trick-or-treating ends, which is at 6 p.m.,
yep.
Where do you head from there?
Well, at 6 o'clock, you come back to the Shambles. At 6 o'clock, we're doing a very special Fright Night triple feature at the Shambles. We do movies under the Shambles all summer long, and we decided we want to roll out one last one for the season just before it gets a little too chilly. And we're going to be showing at 6 o'clock, we'll be showing It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown for the kids.
Nice.
And then immediately following that, we'll be showing Beetlejuice,
yes.
Which everybody loves. If there's one Halloween movie I will watch over and over again, it's probably Beetlejuice.
Absolutely. And you can watch that all year round, too.
All year round, yeah. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And then at 9 o'clock, Philadelphia DJ Robert Drake will be there to host a very special interactive showing of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's the first time that I know of that we've done Rocky Horror out of doors. So it'll be very exciting, very interactive. We'll have prop bags with all the things that all you need for the props, except for some of the, you can't throw rice anymore. So we throw birdseed naturally. But all the other props will be available for folks that come and want to participate. We're strongly encouraging people that want to dress up for it to dress up for it.
Amazing.
We're hoping to make this a new South Street tradition because, and I've said this before and I'll say it often, South Street's where Philadelphia's weird.
Yeah.
And if you can't do Rocky Horror on South Street, then what else can you do?
And every Halloween you look for that. You're like, okay, who's playing it and where?
Right.
My husband and I went away on our honeymoon over Halloween one year, and we were in New Orleans, and we're like, okay, where's the Rocky Horror? And so we found a little bar that was showing it. So now I know South Street's the place to
South
go
Street,
every year.
South Street, Saturday night, 9 o'clock.
Audience
participation strongly encouraged. So it's going to be a really great, full, long day. You can come and go anytime you want. The music goes on all day. The circus goes on and on all day. It's, I should say, early and often, it is a free event. Everything we provide there is for you is free. It is pay as you go for any food. And we'll have over 30 area vendors. A lot of my businesses from South Street are coming out. Sweet Life Bakery, Little Bird Bakery, Bridge Set Sound, Atomic City Comics, Crash Bang Boom. We have an amazing store called Strange and Unusual, who was
cool.
It's super bizarre. And I love them.
Yeah.
And so they'll be there showing in true Halloween style. They have some of the weirdest, just strangest
stuff. Taxidermy and like combined animals with like a fish head and a weasel's body.
Their specialty is winged mice. It's hard because we're on the radio, but it's stuff that you have to see. And we're so glad to have them there to be able to showcase their work, especially for Halloween. So lots of other vendors, Philadelphia Brewing Company and Commonwealth Ciders are going to come down and be pouring delicious ice cold adult beverages for us.
Great.
So it is a family event. It's an adult event. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You know,
and the timeline one more time. So when does everything start? Today on South Street.
Today on South Street at 2nd and Lombard at the historic Head House Shambles. We kick off at 12 noon, and the festival portion runs from 12 noon to 5 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, we sort of turn the Shambles over into the spook triple feature.
And the trick-or-treating is 3 to 6, right?
Trick-or-treating is 3 to 6 all around South Street.
Okay.
And if for anyone that has any questions,
yeah.
We strongly encourage them to go to southstreet.com And anything you need to know, you can find out right there.
A perfect fall event with costume contests, circus performances, a magic show, food, drinks, tons of stuff going on, movies at night, trick-or-treating. I love it. Check out all the details again, southstreet.com. And if you bring your gently used winter coats today, One Warm Coat will be collecting them to provide for those in need in advance of the winter season. So do something nice as well. It's onewarmcoat.org for all the info there. Come and join us on South Street all day today. It's going to be a blast. Thank you so much, Bill Arrowood, Assistant Director of South Street Head House District, for telling us all about this very fun, very free event all day.
Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure to be here, and we look forward to seeing everyone out on South Street today.
This episode of Ben Around Philly is sponsored by the Fillmore Philadelphia, online at thefillmorephilly.com. This has been Ben Around Philly, produced by 95.7 Ben FM. Ben Around Philly airs weekly or hear it anytime you feel like on demand on your desktop or mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.